This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 18th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on the program, with the ongoing drought conditions across the state, some water sources are beginning to dry up. We'll learn how to tell if your private well is running low.
And a new way to monitor buses on the U of A campus. We talked to the developer of a smartphone app that allows you to track university buses in real time.
That and more, but first, Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel filed a consumer protection lawsuit yesterday against a Kansas-based debt collection agency. It claims National Credit Adjusters, LLC, is violating state law by attempting to collect on payday loans that are considered void or excessive. Deputy Attorney General Jim Dupree says this type of lending needs to stop in order to comply with established regulations.
We think it's an important public policy to support that to stop this predatory lending. And although this is not an actual lender, we take the position that since they know these are payday loans, they should not collect them here because they're not legal.
Deputy Attorney General Jim DePriest is encouraging affected consumers to contact the Attorney General's office in Little Rock so officials can obtain a better understanding of the situation.
Clearly, if any consumers are facing collection efforts on earlier payday loans or earlier high-interest loans, whether they were 14-day loans or not, they should feel free to contact us. We're dealing with a lot of different lenders out there, and the only way we know about them is if consumers bring them to our attention.
In addition to the injunction against NCA, McDaniel is also seeking civil penalties and costs.
The Fort Smith Board of Directors is now conducting business without paper. Last night, the board for the first time went paperless, using recently purchased iPads to keep track of resolutions, voting, and other city business. The city bought 11 of the tablets at a cost of just under $6,000. The city clerk, Sherry Gard, says the city will save money on labor with the new system. She says for years, departments have been responsible for preparing their official resolutions or ordinances, memos, and then making copies to accommodate citizens requesting packets, as well as staff and administration. City officials estimate the change will save at least $15,000 annually.
Some recognizable faces will be on stage at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville this fall. The venue has announced its lineup for a comedy series that begins late next month. Bobcat Goldthwait, a veteran of television stand-up performances and movies, is scheduled to be at the UARC Bowl for three performances, August 30th and 31st. In October, Tom Green, who first gained fame for his appearances on MTV, is scheduled to perform over 2 days. The full schedule is available at uarcbowl.com.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will try to snap their six-game losing streak tonight at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale. Last night, the Arkansas Travelers stopped the Nats 6-4. The Naturals have dropped 14 of their last 15 games. Tonight's contest begins at 7.
And the National Weather Service says an excessive heat watch will be in effect for Sebastian County from tomorrow afternoon through Sunday evening. The upcoming forecast includes what the Weather Service calls dangerously hot weather for Sebastian County, with heat indices from 105 to 110 degrees Thursday through Sunday. Tonight, clear conditions are anticipated, lows between 70 and 76 throughout the listening area. Tomorrow, sunny with highs just at or a little above 100 degrees. And though there is a slight chance of thunderstorms Friday, it will remain very hot, highs in the lower triple digits Friday afternoon throughout the region.